This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Cecilia, C-E-C-E-L-I-A. Last name is Swisher, S-W-I-S-H-E-R. Date of birth is 8-22-1942. Date of evaluation is 8-16-2023. HPI history page, complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, comma, dementia, and to assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is 80 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 8-7-2023 upon transfer from Corewell, C-O-R-E-W-E-L-L Health. Patient chart indicates a history of fracture of the lower end of the left radius, history of fall, protein calorie malnutrition, COPD, dementia, pressure ulcer of sacral region, depression, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, osteoporosis. Patient was pleasant during my evaluation, but she's a very poor historian. She could not tell me circumstances leading to her placement here, and then had no recall how she suffered a fracture of left arm. Period. She thought she's in her 60s. Patient minimized any feelings of sadness, depression, hopelessness. Period, her sleeping appetite is fair. Period, no paranoia, delusions, hallucinations are reported. She was admitted here on fluoxetine 40 milligram and Zoloft 25 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, she told me that she lives in Detroit in a house. Patient reports that she has two children, a son and a daughter. Period. She did not know the name of this facility or today's date or what city she is in. She did not know who the current president is. She could recall zero out of three objects after 3 minutes. Next paragraph, I spoke to patient's son, Michael, on phone. Patient's son acknowledged mom's history of depression and eating disorder and reports that she is only supposed to be on fluoxetine and not on Zoloft. Period. Patient has a prior history of taking duloxetine. The patient's son reports that her mother has vascular dementia and has a history of many strokes. He stated that he also used to be a smoker but quit smoking, and in the past she had increased anxiety, agitation from quitting smoking. Patient has lived in assisted living facility for assisted patient has been living in memory care unit in an assisted living facility for the past 2 years. Patient reports that she used to work for a telephone company as an investigator, and reports that she is divorced. Next paragraph, review of system, a general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, nandipuri, genitourinary, nandipuri, musculoskeletal, weakness, skin. Under gastrointestinal, nandipuri, neurologic, memory problems, psychiatric, endocrine, heme, allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, zero prior history of suicide attempts, no prior history of aggression, not known social history, education, current occupation, retired from working at a telephone company, relationship, current relationship, divorce, number of children, 2, legal issues prior, difficulty, legal system, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, electron form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, common, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental cells examination. Blood pressure is 162 over 90, pulse 67, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting on a wheelchair, speech clear, mood, euthymic, thought process is confused. Thought content, no thoughts of harm to self, others, perceptual disturbances, denied hallucinations, level of consciousness, alert, orientation to self only, memory, recent and remote impaired attention, poor language, within normal fund of knowledge, poor judgment and insight, poor. Next paragraph, medications, under current medications, fluoxetine 40 milligrams once a day and Zoloft 25 milligrams once a day. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, vascular dementia unspecified, without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and an anxiety F01.50. Plans, staff needs to anticipate patient's needs, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, and participation in activities and therapy. Next paragraph, number 2, major depressive disorder, recurrent, mild F33.0. Plans, discontinue Zoloft, no indications for using 2 antidepressants. Period. Patients are also requested tapering of fluoxetine in an attempt to minimize use of psychotropic medications. Period. Decrease fluoxetine to 30 milligrams once a day. Next paragraph. Disposition. Notify service of any changes in mood behaviors. Next paragraph, patient will continue to seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and side effects. Next paragraph, orders and procedure 99305. Under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statements. Check in my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment. End of dictation.